时间过得很快啊，我们很快来到最后一个晚上。
Time does go by quickly, and we are to our last evening.
主还没有回来。
And the Lord has not returned.
所以是主还给我们机会。
And so the Lord continues to give us opportunity.
我们希望从这一次特会之后。
And we hope that from this conference,
我们所有的弟兄姊妹,
every brother and sister,
能够抓住这最后一点的机会,
will take hold of this final opportunity,
竭力奔跑,
to run hard.
那么今天晚上呢, 我仍旧和弟兄姊妹交通追求公义的冠冕,
and I will continue to share on the theme of obtaining the crown of righteousness.
我们请弟兄姊妹和我一同先读一些主的话。
I want to begin in the Word of God.
我们先看提摩太后书第四章。
Let's read 2 Timothy chapter 4.
第八节。
We'll read verse 8.
这节圣经呢，我相信我们很多人恐怕都已经会背。
And I hope by now,All of you will be able to memorize this.
从此以后，有公义的冠冕为我存留，就是按着公义审判的主，到了那日要赐给我的，不但赐给我，也赐给凡爱慕他显现的人。
In the future, there is laid up for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award to me on that day.And not only to me, but also to all who have loved his appearing.
第二章
2 Timothy chapter 2.
提摩太后书第二章
2 Timothy chapter 2.
第五节
Verse 5.
人若在场上比武，非按规矩，就不能得冠冕。
And also, if anyone competes as an athlete, he does not win the prize unless he competes according to the rules.
这个比武啊，其实就是比赛。
This competition speaks of a race.
因为我们中国人可能比较喜欢功夫，所以用比武。它其实是比赛。
The Chinese translation is a little bit different.
OK, 我们再看这个马太福音
The Gospel of Matthew
马太福音第五章
Matthew chapter
5第十七节和十八节
Verses 17 and 18
莫想我来要废掉律法和先知我来不是要废掉，乃是要成全。我实在告诉你们，就是到天地都废去了，律法的一点一画也不能废去，都要成全。
Matthew 5:17. Do not think that I came to abolish the law or the prophets. I did not come to abolish, but to fulfill. For truly I say to you, until heaven and earth pass away.Not the smallest letter or stroke shall pass away from the law until all is accomplished.
腓立比书第三章
Philippians chapter 3.
第九节
And verse 9.
并且得以在他里面不是有自己因律法而得的义乃是有信基督的义就是因信神而来得的义
Philippians 3:9, and may be found in him, not having a righteousness of my own derived from the law, but that which is through faith in Christ, the righteousness which comes from God on the basis of faith.
十三节和十四节
Verses 13 and 14.
弟兄们，我不是以为自己已经得着了，我只有一件事，就是忘记背后，努力面前的，向着标杆直跑。要得神在基督耶稣里从上面召我来得的奖赏。
Brethren, I do not regard myself as having laid hold of it yet, but one thing I do, Forgetting what lies behind and reaching forward to what lies ahead, I press on toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus.
我们最后请看帖撒罗尼迦后书。
And finally, 2 Thessalonians.
我们要从第七节读到十二节。第七节到十二节。
2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 7 to 12.
因为呢，不法的淫逸已经发动，只是现在有一个拦阻的。等到那拦阻的被除去，那时这不法的人必显露出来。主耶稣要用口中的气灭绝他，用降临的荣光废掉他。这不法的人来，是照撒旦的运行，行各样异能、神迹和一切虚假的奇事，并且在那沉沦的人身上行各样出于不义的诡诈，因为他们不领受爱真理的心，使他们得救。故此神就给他们一个生发错误的心，叫他们信从虚谎，使一切不信真理到喜爱不义的人都被定罪。所以主所爱的弟兄们啊，我本该常为你们感谢神，因为他从起初拣选了你们，叫你们因信真道又被圣灵感动，成为圣洁，能以得救。
2 Thessalonians 2 7 to 13. For the mystery of lawlessness is already at work. Only he who now restrains will do so until he is taken out of the way. And then that lawless one will be revealed, whom the Lord will slay with the breath of his mouth and bring to an end by the appearance of his coming. That is the one whose coming is in accord with the activity of Satan, with all power and signs and false wonders, and with all the deception of wickedness for those who perish because they did not receive the love of the truth so as to be saved. And for this reason, God will send upon them a deluding influence so that they might believe what is false, in order that they all may be judged who did not believe the truth but took pleasure in wickedness. But we should always give thanks to God for you, brethren, beloved by the Lord, because God has chosen you from the beginning for salvation through sanctification by the Spirit and faith in the truth.
我们上一堂和弟兄姊妹讲到，
In the previous session I shared with you,
从使徒保罗的书信里面我们可以很清楚地看见，
From the writings of Paul we can clearly see,
他对主的再来，他有深刻的认识。
He had a deep understanding of the return of the Lord.
我们说过，那个 parousia 这个字啊，是使徒保罗用的最多的一个字。
I mentioned that this term parousia is frequently mentioned by Paul.
我们的弟兄曾经告诉我们，这个 parousia 呢，不是指的单一的事件，而是指的一连串的很多的事情。
And our brother has previously shared with us that parousia refers to a sequence of events and not a single event.
而在这个事件里面最重要的一件事情就是主的显现。
And the most important event within parousia is the appearing of our Lord.
我们看见使徒保罗在他侍奉的初期，
We see in the early days of the Apostle Paul's ministry,
他就已经对主的再来有非常深刻的认识。
He had a deep understanding of the return of the Lord.
他可以说他的生活侍奉都是对准了主的再来。
We can say that his life and his service, were directed by the Lord's return.
我们也可以说他是在主再来的光中生活和侍奉。
And in the light of the Lord's return,He served and he lived.
他不仅明白主耶稣要再来，
Not only did he understand that the Lord was returning,
他也爱慕主的显现。
He loved his appearing.
他何等渴望主快快的来。
He desired that the Lord would return soon.
所以在他的书信中常常提到说，主来的日子近了。
And so he, in his writings, will say that the day of the Lord is near.
但是我们从他的书信里面
But from his writings,
看见他不仅渴望有一天能够与主面对面
Not only does he desire to see the Lord face to face,
能在他的脚前向他下拜
That he can bow at his feet.
在腓立比书第三章里面告诉我们
In Philippians chapter 3, it tells us,
他知道主的回来的时候，他还听见一个从上头来的呼召。
He refers to this upward call of God.
他告诉我们说，神有一个呼召，在基督耶稣里呼召他来得奖赏。
He says, the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus.
所以主来的时候，不仅向众人显现。
So when the Lord returns, not only will he appear to everyone.
他也预备了奖赏赐给神的百姓。
He has a prize or reward for the children of God.
那么到了提摩太后书第四章的时候
But when we come to 2 Timothy chapter 4,
哎呀，我们就很清楚，这个奖赏就是那个公义的冠冕。
We are clear that this prize is referring to that crown of righteousness.
我们知道在新约圣经里面提到这个冠冕。
We know that in the New Testament, when it speaks of this prize,
crown, 那么那里讲到好几种的冠冕。
It mentions several types of crowns.
啊，保罗讲，你们就是我的喜乐的冠冕。
Paul mentions you are my joy and crown.
圣经也讲到有生命的冠冕。
The Bible also mentions the crown of life.
那么这里圣经也讲到有荣耀的冠冕。
And also there is a crown of glory.
当然，弟兄姊妹，我们知道这个公义的冠冕一定是生命的冠冕。
Of course, we know that this crown of righteousness will be a crown of life.
这个公义的冠冕也是荣耀的冠冕。
And this crown of righteousness will be a glorious crown.
当然，这个冠冕也是一个喜乐的冠冕。
And of course, it will be a crown of joy.
那么为什么在这里保罗用了这个公义的冠冕这样的说法呢？
So why does Paul use this phrase, crown of righteousness?
我们上次讲到
We shared previously.
当保罗讲到这个奖赏的时候
When Paul is talking about reward.
在圣经的里面呢，他就用了这个运动员参与运动比赛的这个经历来说明。
He uses the example of that of an athlete and their experience.
我们知道在运动场上
We know that on the athletic arena.
那么每一个运动都有它的规则。
Every athletic event has its set of rules.
并且呢，参与比赛的人一定要要求公正和公平。
And all those who participate need to compete fairly.
所以我们看见每一个运动里面都有很多裁判员 referee.
And so in many sporting events you will find referees.
有的一个运动里面好多个这个裁判员。
And in some events there are many referees.
因为他要求这个比赛是公正的公平的。
They are there to ensure that there is a fair competition.
所以弟兄姊妹，这个公义的意思
So this righteousness
就是他要注重那个神所定的规则
means that there will be the rules of God will be followed.
你必须符合于神的那个规则
We have to compete according to God's rules.
接受主耶稣基督那个公义的审判
through Christ Jesus referred to as the righteous judge.
你才能够得着这个公义的冠冕
Only then can we obtain that crown of righteousness.
所以保罗在提摩太后书第二章这样说。
So in 2 Timothy, Paul writes,
他说凡在场上比赛的
He says, for all who compete,
非按规矩就不能得冠冕。
He does not win the prize unless he competes according to the rules.
我们上一次和弟兄姊妹讲到
And I mentioned previously,
你要做一个好的运动员
for us to be a good athlete,
又要有很多条件，对不对？
There are several requirements.
你需要有健康的、强健的身体。
We have to have a healthy and strong body.
你要有精炼的技巧。
We have to have a set of skills for that competition.
那么你要有生活上的约束。
We have to have restrictions in our lifestyle.
你还有强烈的这个得胜的心。
We have to have that determination.
那么我们讲到一个好的运动员要熟悉运动的规则。
And then a good athlete has to know and compete according to the rules.
你绝对不能犯规。
You can't commit fouls.
所以保罗就用当时运动会里面的这个光景来讲述基督徒如何得公义的冠冕。
And so Paul uses athletes in the athletic arena to describe how Christians can obtain that crown.
我们知道在运动上面，你只要犯规，你就出局了。
We know that in competition, if you commit a foul, you can be ejected.
几年以前
啊 years ago,
我看了那个奥林匹克运动会。
I watched the Olympics.
那天正好让我看到一个情形。
That day, I saw a scenario.
在那个田径场上赛跑的。
It was in track and field.
啊，那么那里有一个人，我不知道是哪个国家的。
I don't remember the runner and which country.
他在起跑线上犯了两次错误。
In his race, he committed two false starts.
所以那个裁判就判他出局。
And so he was cast out of the competition.
哎呀，我就看见他非常难过啊。
And I saw how sad he was.
也很痛苦啊。
He was full of pain.
他就跑过去拿了个头撞墙啊。
And they showed him banging his head against the wall.
哎呀，我也很难过。
And I felt sorry for him.
啊，你看看，他用了多少年的努力。
He trained for years and years.
拼命的锻炼。
Full of training.
忍受了多少的约束。
And so much restriction in his life.
就是为了这个时刻，对不对？
Only for that hour.
而在这个时刻，他犯了错误。
And in that hour, he committed two false
starts. 他过去所有的努力，通通归于零。
All of his diligence was for nothing.
所以弟兄姊妹们，
So brothers and sisters,
我们知道今天在跟随主的事情上，
We know in the matter of following the Lord.
如果我们犯了错误，
If we commit an error,
很可能就被判出局。
We might be cast out of that competition.
这是非常非常重要的事情。
This is a very important matter.
啊，我相信这个运动员，
I believe this athlete,
不仅那个时刻很痛苦，
was not just sorrowful at that time.
他余下的一生想到这件事情，他心里就懊悔。
For the rest of his life, he probably regretted that moment.
是不是呢？
Don't you agree?
但是弟兄姊妹们，弟兄们也提醒我们。
And yet, brothers and sisters, the brothers have reminded us.
如果今天你犯了规，
Today, if you commit a foul,
这个懊悔，
if you are cast out,
不是短暂的一生，
then this regret will not be something that is short-lived.
乃是千年的懊悔。
It will be 1,000 years of regret.
在黑暗里面咬牙切齿的懊悔。
In the darkness, weeping and gnashing your teeth.
这是何等严肃的提醒。
What a serious reminder.
所以弟兄姊妹们，
So brothers and sisters,
保罗用了这个运动上面非常简单的一个比方来说明这个。
So Paul uses athletics very simply to describe this.
所以在比赛场上，
So on the athletic arena,
必须要按照规矩行。
We have to compete according to the rules.
如果不按规矩，你得不到这个冠冕。
If you don't compete according to the rules, you cannot win the prize.
今天在世界上面的运动会上面，他们有这样的要求。
In the worldly athletic arena, we have these requirements.
弟兄姊妹们，
But brothers and sisters,
在属灵的事情上，
In spiritual matters,
更是神要要求我们。
The Lord even more has these requirements.
圣经启示我们，
The Bible reveals to us.
我们的神是定规矩的神。
Our God is a God who has established a set of laws.
神也是按律行事的神。
And he works according to these laws.
所以我们知道神会把律赐下来。
We know that he has given his law.
神也遵行他自己所定规的律。
And he pays attention to the law that he has established.
这件事情对我们来讲是很重要的提醒。
This is an important reminder to us.
弟兄姊妹，你不能违反神的律。
We cannot break God's law.
我们晓得今天神创造整个万有。
We know that today God has created this universe.
其实整个万有都在神的律的管制底下。
Truly speaking, all of creation is underneath the law of God.
在你看不见的这个地方，
In the areas you cannot see.
有很多的律在控制着我们。
There are many laws that are controlling this universe.
比方我们现在都知道，在这个在今天我们所在的这个世界里，有所谓的自然律。
For example, we know that
natural law.
That there are the natural laws in this physical world.
并且现代的人都很清楚。
And I think we're clear now.
你只要违反这个规则。
If you break these natural laws.
只要违反神的律。
If you break God's laws.
那就是咒诅。
Then you will be cursed.
啊，今天人越来越知道，这个世界上有很多的律你是不能够违背的。
We've come to understand there are many laws that you cannot break.
那么有一个也是一个弟兄告诉我。
There was a brother who shared with me.
他说呢，今天科学家已经发现一件事情。
He mentioned that scientists have discovered.
啊，这个海水的温度啊。
The temperature of the oceans.
只要升高一度。
If it increases by 1 degree.
这个台风啊，飓风啊，就会变为4倍大。
These typhoons and hurricanes will increase in force by 4-fold.
并且呢，它会带着大量的雨水。
And it'll bring large volumes of rainwater.
我想这都是我们现在所知道的。
And I think we're starting to understand these disasters.
所以全世界都知道这个世界，有这个温室效应啊 ，greenhouse.
And we know that there is climate change.
啊。那么这个世界越来这个温度越来越高。
And as the temperatures increase,
这是一个危险的现象。
We know that this can be a danger.
因为人大量发展，为了发展经济，破坏了整个的环境。
Because we are trying to grow our economies, we are breaking these natural laws.
所以弟兄姊妹们，我们什么时候破坏这个自然律，下面就是咒诅。
And whenever we break these natural laws,What comes next is curse.
那么神对我们人的生命，他也定下很多规律。
And for our own lives, God has also established laws.
啊，圣经里面告诉我们，男人就是男人，女人就是女人。
Bible tells us, a man is male and woman is female.
男人的生命是有一定的律，女人生命有一定的律。
There are laws that dictate gender.
但是现在这个世界啊，把人弄得不男不女的。
But now we live in a society where There is neither male nor
female. 我们都知道这破坏这个神所创造的这个生命的律。
There is a disruption of God's natural laws.
这个会造成很大的灾害。
And this can bring about disaster.
并且呢，也会落到那个咒诅的里面。
And we will bring ourselves into a place of curse.
所以我们知道，今天在这个神所创造的万有的受造的世界里面
，So we see that in creation today,
神定下了他一定的规律。
God has established His laws.
在属灵的世界里面
，In the spiritual realm,
神更是注重这个规律。
God even more pays attention to the laws.
我想有很多基督徒啊，不太能明白这个点。
I think some Christians struggle with this point.
那么我们在这里稍微做一点的解释。
And I'd like to give you some further explanation.
希望我们能够明白这件事情。
I hope we can come to understand this.
这个非常重要。
Because it is important.
这个跟我们将来能不能得公义的冠冕呢，有很大的关系在里面。
This has a lot to do with whether we obtain that crown of righteousness.
我们从圣经里很清楚看见。
We see clearly in God's word.
啊。在整个宇宙中，头一个破坏神的律、神的规矩的，就是魔鬼。
The original person who broke God's law is the devil.
所以呢，魔鬼呢也被称作是不法的。
And so the devil is referred to as the lawless one.
就是破坏规矩、破坏神的规矩。
He breaks God's laws.
啊，你读以西结书28章那里很清楚的看见。
When you read Ezekiel chapter 28, it is clear.
神当初造他的时候非常的美丽。
Originally, he was created as a beautiful
being. 神也给他很大的荣耀。
And he received much glory.
他是瘦高的一个基路伯。
He was considered the anointed cherub.
那么他是。好像可以遮盖，圣经讲说遮盖约柜。
The anointed cherub who covers the ark.
有的弟兄们讲说他是遮盖那个宝座。
Some say he covers the mercy seat.
The throne.
The throne.
啊，结果因为他破坏神的律。
Because he broke God's law.
所以神就从圣身上赶逐他。
God has cast him out of heaven.
他就失去了那个高位的这个荣耀。
And he has lost that noble position.
他变成了魔鬼了。
And he becomes Satan.
啊，这个我想在圣经里面我们都读得很清楚。
And this is clear in the Bible.
他因此就落到了神的咒诅里面。
And he has fallen underneath God's curse.
那么，不仅魔鬼落到了这个咒诅里。
Not only has the devil fallen under curse.
当神创造人的时候。
When God created man.
那么今天早晨。我们年长的弟兄把伊甸园里面的故事讲得很清楚。
Our elderly brother reminded us this morning of the story of the Garden of Eden.
那么我在这里呢，再稍微也引用一点。
And I want to use this as an example as well.
那魔鬼很坏啊。
The devil is truly wicked.
他自己破坏神的规矩啊。
He himself has broken God's law.
现在他看神创造人了。
And now he sees that God has created man.
他也来叫人呢，破坏神的规矩。
He wants man to break God's law.
我们都知道，在创世纪第二、第三章的里面的故事。
We see the story in Genesis chapters 2 and 3.
那么神告诉亚当说
，God tells Adam
那个分别善恶树的果子
，the tree of the knowledge of good and evil
是不能吃的。
That fruit cannot be eaten.
主的话讲得很清楚。
God's word is clear.
说吃的日子必定死。
On the day you shall take of that, you shall surely die.
不过呢，这句话呢是在这个创造夏娃之前讲的。
Of course, these words were spoken before Eve was created.
啊，所以呢，后来神就创造了夏娃。
Then, of course, God created Eve.
所以呢，亚当呢，很可能把这个话就传给夏娃。
And so we think that Adam may have passed these words on to Eve.
我们不知道亚当有没有讲清楚。
We don't know if Adam spoke clearly or not.
因为你知道，我们常常传话都是不清楚。
Because sometimes when we pass messages on, certain things are lost.
所以那天呢，这个魔鬼来引诱夏娃的时候啊
，So on the day that the devil came to tempt Eve,
他说：“神岂是说树上果子你们都不能吃吗
？”He said, "Did God really say you shall not eat from it or touch it?"
你看夏娃就说什么呢
？What did Eve say?
他说：“那棵树上的果子不能摸，也不能吃。
”Eve said, "We shall not take of that fruit or even touch it."
啊，他说。免得你们死
，lest you die。
哎，这个话就不一样，对不对
？See that the wording has changed.
因为神说是什么，必定死。
Well, God said you shall surely die.
所以呢，可能亚当没讲清楚。
So、perhaps Adam wasn't clear.
要不然就是夏娃没听清楚。
Or Eve didn't hear clearly.
啊，他把主的话改了。
The word of the Lord has changed.
所以这个魔鬼呢，立刻抓住机会。
So immediately the devil takes hold of this opportunity.
他说：“你们吃下去，不一定死。”
Says, and the serpent said to the woman, "You surely shall not die."
弟兄姊妹，你看见只不过是几句话的，这个传递而已。
You see, it's only this phrase was only passed a couple of times.
但是我们知道嘛，
But、
这几句话里面。就破坏了神的律。
But within the changes in these words, God's law was broken.
因为神的话就是律法。
God's word is law.
神的话就是规则。
God's word is the rule.
你差一点点也不可以。
You cannot even change a little bit of it.
因为差这么一点点。
Because of the small change.
所以亚当夏娃就出局了。
Adam and Eve were
cast out,
cast out, disqualified.
哇，然后呢，整个地因为亚当夏娃的堕落，就地受咒诅。
And because of the sin of Adam and Eve, even the earth was cursed.
人就活在一个受咒诅的环境里面。
And man lives under the environment of curse.
弟兄姊妹，这幅图画。给我们一个很严肃的提醒。
We see from this picture a stern reminder.
你记得主耶稣在马太福音里面说的吗
？Remember what our Lord said in Matthew.
他说就天地都可以废去。
Says heaven and earth may pass.
我的话
，My words，
一点一画都不能废去。
Not the smallest letter or stroke shall pass away.
都要成全。
All will be accomplished.
所以求主给我们有敬畏主的心。
So may the Lord give us a heart of reverence.
你不仅不能扭曲神的话。
Not only can you twist God's word.
你也不能妥协的。
We can't compromise.
神是神，神不是人。
God is God, he is not man.
他要求的是完全的。
What he wants is absolute.
你差一点点也不行。
We cannot even make the smallest change.
你说这么严格啊。
We say, wow, so strict.
你看在运动场上就是这样嘛。
But we see this on the athletic arena.
你开始跑步，你脚踩了线就不行，出局。
If you have a false start in a race, then you will be cast out.
所以我们知道在这里，神的要求的确是非常严厉的。
Of course, God's requirements are very strict.
所以这一幅图画给我们一个非常大的一个提醒。
So this picture gives us an important reminder.
我们不仅相信圣经是神的话。
Not only do we believe that the Bible is God's word.
我们要不能打折扣的来遵行神的话。就是
We cannot discount God's word.
No bargain. No bargain.
We can't bargain with God.
你无论怎样，你一定要照着主的话走。
We have to do according to God's word.
弟兄姊妹，这是很重要的一件事情。
This is something that is important.
那我们看，等到神拣选了以色列这个民族。
And then once God chose the nation of Israel.
那么当神把以色列百姓从埃及带出来。
And then he brought them out of Egypt.
神把他们带到西乃山上。
He brought them to Mount Sinai.
我们都知道在那里发生重大的事情。
We know a great event happened there.
那么第一件事，神就把十条诫命，把律法赐给以色列百姓。
We know that God gave them the Ten Commandments and the law.
这个律法就是神的规则。
This law is God's rule.
就从此之后，你这般百姓，你们的生活侍奉要根据神的律法。
For this group of people, their life and their service had to be according to these rules.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
Dear brothers and
sisters, 我们熟悉圣经的人就晓得，
those who understand the Bible know.
那么以色列的百姓几千年的历史，旧约的历史，
that in the history of the nation of Israel in the Old Testament,
他们常常违反神的律。
We know that they frequently broke God's law.
我们把这段历史稍微看一下。
If we very quickly look at this history.
我们看见从摩西到约书亚的时代，
We know from Moses to Joshua.
以色列人好像还能够遵行神的话。
It seemed the nation of Israel could keep God's law.
等到约书亚过世了，
But after the death of Joshua,
那一代的长老们也过世了，
And after that generation of elders passed away,
另一个世代兴起来了，
A new generation arose.
危机就来到了。他们 不认识神， 也不能遵行神的律法。
They did not know God nor know his laws.
所以因此就产生四世纪的四百多年黑暗的时期。
And we find that there is this period of 400 years of darkness.
你就看见以色列百姓的生活是多么的痛苦。
And we see how difficult it was for the nation of Israel.
仇敌架在他们之上。
The enemy suppressed them.
他们受压制。
They were suppressed.
仇敌欺负他们，欺凌他们。
The enemy assaulted them.
那么经过四百多年。
And over 400 years.
后来神兴起撒母耳。
Then we find the prophet Samuel.
感谢神，撒母耳呢被称作旧约的第一个先知。
Samuel is considered the first prophet of the Old Testament.
因为神特别训练他会听神的话。
Because he was one who heard God's word.
那么并且呢，他也会传递神的话。
And he would speak God's word.
圣经告诉我们说呢，神借着撒母耳所说的每一句话都应验。
The Bible tells us that every word of Samuel was accomplished.
那节圣经很有意思的。
That passage is interesting.
它原文的意思就是撒母耳所说的每一句话都不掉在地上。
It means that every word that Samuel spoke, not a single word fell to the ground.
你看，我们今天有很多时候为神说话，很多话都掉地上。
Often when we speak for God, our words fall to the ground.
因为他说的都是神的话。
But Samuel, he only spoke God's word.
所以撒母耳服侍以色列的百姓二十年。
So he served the nation of Israel for 20 years.
以色列的全家归向耶和华。
And the entire household of Israel turned back to the Lord.
就是他把以色列百姓重新带到神的规则里面。
He brought the nation of Israel back into the rule of God.
那么从撒母耳到大卫。
And from Samuel to David,
我们看见以色列国的光景是相当不错的。
And we see that the condition of the nation of Israel was good.
他们可以遵行按照神的规律生活在神的跟前。
They lived according to God's rule and law.
但是很可惜啊。
But then, sadly,
从所罗门的晚年开始，
from the latter years of Solomon,
你看见他又犯规了。
We see that he committed errors.
啊。他犯这个规，然后呢，我们就看见列王的时代中间呢，很多的王啊都没有办法遵行神的旨意。
When he broke the law, we find that many kings after him were not able to do God's will.
那么在这段时间中
，and in that period，
弟兄姊妹发现神就兴起很多先知。
During that period, the Lord arose many prophets.
那么神兴起这些先知做什么呢？
Why did God raise up prophets?
这些先知们个个起来的时候啊，
each of these prophets,
他们用各式各样的方式，用表演，用口吃，各式各样的方式表演，就告诉以色列百姓说，你们犯规了。
Through many different means of communication, these prophets told the nation of Israel they had committed error.
你们破坏了神的律法了。
They have broken God's law.
你们违背神的心意了。
They have left God's desire and will.
所以每一个先知都出来说，因为他们有异象，看见神所要的。
Because these prophets saw the vision of God and what God required.
所以其实这些先知们是来归正以色列百姓的，对不对？
So these prophets were there to fix the nation of Israel.
因为他们犯规。
Because they had committed an error.
但是神有怜悯。
But God is merciful.
神还给他们机会。
God continues to give opportunity.
神希望把他们拉回来。
To hope that they might return.
我们知道今天在运动上面。
We know that in the athletic arena today.
不同的运动都有不同的规则。
Every different sport has its own rules.
啊，比方说你打篮球。
For example, in basketball.
啊，篮球场上可以犯规几次啊？
Do you know how many times you can commit a foul in basketball?
年轻人都知道，对不对？
The young people might know.
啊，可以犯规六次，六次，对，六次。
Six times in the NBA.
你如果犯规六次，就请你出场了。
If you commit that sixth foul, then you are ejected.
但是感谢神，我们的神有无限的怜悯。
But we thank our God, He has limitless grace.
神实在爱他的百姓。
He loves His children.
神希望他的百姓能够跑在主的路上。
He hopes that his people will walk on the correct path.
所以他不断地兴起先知来。
And so he brings up these prophets.
每个时代先知起来都说，你们错了，你们犯规了。
Every prophet that the Lord raises up says, you've committed a foul.
但是这以色列人喜欢听吗？
But did the nation of Israel listen?
他们不喜欢听。
The Israelites did not like to hear this.
尤其那些君王更不喜欢听。
Especially the kings, they did not like to hear this.
所以大多数的先知都是殉道的。
So many of the prophets became martyrs.
啊，所以到今天也是一样，你要讲真话，没有人喜欢你。
Today it's the same. If you speak the truth, no one will like you.
你按照圣经，你真正的直的教导，很多人不受欢迎。
If you teach according to the Bible and strictly,
people don't welcome you. 因为那跟我们个人的利益发生冲突，跟我们个人的利益，我们自己的 benefit.
It has a conflict with our interests.
啊，那么所以你就读这个列王记的时候。
And so when you read through the period of the kings,
你就看见很多先知们都被杀的。
You see that many of the prophets were slain.
其实是神爱他的百姓。
Really, it's because God loves His children.
神兴起这些人。
These men arose.
让他们脱离那些咒诅的环境。
They were confronted with this cursed situation.
把他们带回到神的祝福里面。
And their goal was to bring these people back to God's blessing.
哎呀，但是这些以色列百姓心非常的刚硬。
But the hearts of the Israelites were hardened.
哎呀，我也是读到以利亚这个故事，觉得很有意思。
When I read the prophet Elijah,
当时呢，以色列王亚哈
，There was a king in Israel, Ahab.
那么他抢夺了别人的这个园子。
We recall that he took, the vineyard.
神就打发他去找这个以色列王亚哈。
And so Elijah was sent to confront Ahab.
你知道这个亚哈怎么对以利亚讲吗？
Do you recall how Ahab spoke to Elijah?
他说：“我的敌人，你找到我了。”
He referred to Elijah as his enemy.
Yeah, your enemy. You 你找到我了。
So you found me, my enemy.
哎，这个以利亚说：“我找到你了。”
And Elijah says, "I have found you."
我告诉你，神要审判你，你要死了。
And he told Ahab, God has judged you and you will die.
啊，你看有一次有君王要出去打仗。
And then there was a king who went out to battle.
啊，那么，那里一个约沙法王也是这样，他说，哎，我们应该找先知来问一问。
And Jehoshaphat said, we ought to consult with the prophet.
嗯，这里不是有耶和华的先知吗？
Is there one of Jehovah's prophets?
啊，那个谁，以利沙在那个军中。
And at the time, Elisha was there.
哇，把神的先知拉去当兵了，你看。
He was among the army.
把他找来，那个以色列王就很不高兴。
And then the king of Israel was not happy.
不要找他，他总是不讲好话的。
He never gives us good news. We don't want him.
那么弟兄姊妹，你看你读到耶利米的故事也是这样。
And of course, when we come to Jeremiah, we see.
他多多的流泪，苦苦的劝以色列的百姓。
We see the tears he shed to convince the children of Israel.
就是要把以色列百姓重新带回到神的规则里面。
Their goal was to bring the nation of Israel back into the rule of God.
所以我们看见在旧约这个历史的当中
，So we see through the history of the nation of Israel，
以色列人一再的在那里犯规
，The Israelites continued to commit errors，
啊，一直到马拉基
，Until Malachi，
神只好结束旧约了
，God ended the Old Testament，
他们不听神的话
，They did not want to hear him，
他们遵从人的遗传。
They preferred man's tradition.
把对神的侍奉变成犹太教。
They turned service towards God into Judaism.
所以因此来到新约。
And so we see the New Testament.
弟兄姊妹，到了新约。
And when we come to the New Testament,
我们的神仍旧是按律行事。
We see that God still works according to the law.
今天神也要我们遵守这个规矩。
And today we still need to follow the rules.
我们常常有时候讲到，哎呀，这个人好爱主。
Sometimes we'll say such a person loves the Lord.
我们怎么样来定义这个爱主呢
？How do we define whether someone loves the Lord?
啊，有的人情感很丰富。
They might show the Lord a lot of emotion.
有的人嘴巴很甜。
Some might have sweet words from their lips.
哦，就像先知耶利米所说的一样。
Like the prophet Jeremiah.
我们的口向主多显爱情。
How?
我们的口多说爱，对。
How sweet are the words of our lips?
那么呢，我们的心呢，却偏向财力。
But our hearts are far from him.
啊，弟兄姊妹，有时候我们读到这些话，真的觉得蛮扎心的。
And oftentimes we're pricked in our hearts.
你看我们祷告的时候，我们说主啊，我爱你啊，我这个这是。
When we pray, we say, Lord, how we love you.
一爬起来了就追求自己的东西去了。
But then we wake up and we pursue our own things.
所以主耶稣很知道我们。
And the Lord knows us.
所以约翰福音14:21主就讲了。
And so in John 14:21, our Lord tells us.
他说，那有了我的命令又遵守的，这人是爱我的。
He who has my commandments and keeps them, it is the one who loves me.
你真正遵守神的规则，你才是真正爱神的。
If we keep his commandments, then we are the ones who truly love him.
这个不是我们用外面的这个情况来表达的。
It's loving him is not an emotional response.
神是多么的注重他的规则的。
He pays attention to those who keep his commandments.
所以弟兄姊妹们。
So brothers and sisters.
我们知道。神的命令是出自神的律法。
God works according to his law.
是规则。
His rules.
我们需要 遵守神的规则。
We have to keep His rules.
然后呢，我们这个表现才是真正的爱神。
And this is how we express our love to God.
我想，如果我们思想到这里，
If we think of this,
我们就会觉得太难了。
We perhaps will think that this is too difficult.
哎呀，你看看，你回想看看你过去蒙恩的日子。
Think back on the days of your salvation.
你真的遵守神的规则了吗？
Have you really kept God's commandments?
我承认。
I confess.
太多的时候都没有遵守神的规则。
And many times I've fallen short of keeping His commandments.
感谢主，不仅你知道。
I thank the Lord that not only do we know,
主也知道。
The Lord knows.
主知道我们根本没有办法遵行。
The Lord knows we cannot keep His commands.
我们跟犹太人一样的。
We're like the Israelites.
犹太人不能遵行，我们也一样不能遵行的。
The Israelites can't keep God's rules, we can't either.
所以到了新约时代。
And so when we come to the New Testament,
我们看见神他自己的做法上面有了一个改变。
We see that the ways and work of God has a change.
就是主耶稣神的儿子亲自道成肉身来到地上。
Our Lord Jesus, God's only Son, came into this world.
他到地上来。
He came into this world.
他自己告诉我们。
And He tells us.
他来了不是要废掉律法。
He comes not to abolish the law.
他说我来了是要成全律法。
I am here to accomplish or fulfill the law.
律法上所有的都要成全。
Every word of the law.
一点一画都是主成全的。
Not a word or stroke will be absent.
我们感谢神。
We thank the Lord.
主耶稣站在人的位置上面完成这个律法。
Our Lord Jesus, in the place of man, fulfilled the law.
因为主知道我们有软弱。
Because the Lord knows our weaknesses.
我们的肉体是很强劲的力量，叫我没有办法遵行神的法规。
He knows that our flesh is a powerful force that deters us from entering in.
所以感谢我们的主，是他来为我们成全律法。
He comes to fulfill that law.
啊，所以当他这个主耶稣受浸从水里上来的时候。
So when he was baptized and he emerged from the water.
啊，圣经里面讲他在变化山上的时候。
And the Bible also records on the Mount of Transfiguration.
我们的天父就亲自说话了。
The Heavenly Father spoke.
他说这是我的爱子。
He said, "This is my beloved son."
你们要听他。
Listen to him.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
Dear brothers and sisters.
今天我们要能遵行神的规则。
Today, if we are to keep God's rules,
最简单的一个路就是听他。
The most simple way is to hear him.
这也是基督徒最基本的学习。
This is our most basic learning.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
，Dear brothers and sisters，
今天我们每一个人都是属于主的。
Each and every one of us are the Lord's.
我们应该听他。
We ought to hear him.
啊，因为在地上，我们知道有太多的声音。
Here in this world, there are a lot of sounds.
太多的杂音了。
A lot of A noise.
当然，有的时候神借着人对我们说话。
Of course, God uses man to speak to us.
那么呢，我们也需要听他的。
And of course, we have to listen.
所以我常常感觉。
So sometimes I feel.
你会听他。
We'll hear.
你就自然会过属灵的生活。
If we hear him, we will naturally live the spiritual life.
你会听他。
If we hear him,
就知道自然知道怎么侍奉神。
We will naturally know how to serve.
本来这个服事是很简单的。
Previously, this service is simple.
今天呢，我们在地上把它弄得很复杂。
But we've turned it into something complicated.
神的儿女觉得跟随主变得不简单了。
We feel like it's challenging to, serve him.
所以你只要会听他，你就知道自然怎么 就能遵行神的旨意。
But if only we can listen to him, then we will accomplish his will.
弟兄姊妹们
，Dear brothers and sisters，
这是一个非常重要基本的一个学习。
This is a very simple and basic learning.
所以当保罗蒙恩得救之后
，So when the apostle Paul was saved，
你看他在加拉太书第一章里面告诉我们
，We find in Galatians chapter 1，
他说保罗说他侍奉神呢，不是由于人。
He says he serves。Not from men,
不是根据人的经验
not through the experiences of man.
甚至啊，他在那里告诉我们说啊，他说那些有名望的人并没有增加我什么。
And he even says those who were of high reputation did not benefit him much.
哇，这个话听起来保罗好像有点骄傲啊。
These words sound a little bit prideful.
我也曾经碰见一些年轻弟兄们，他们这样的。
And I actually met some young people who were this way.
很骄傲。
They were very proud.
像我这样的人呢。
Someone like me.
只有宾路易师母能帮助我。
Only someone like Jesse Penn Lewis can help me.
像我这样，只有 Spark 弟兄可以帮助我。
Only someone like T. Austin Sparks can benefit me.
弟兄子，你不要搞错了，保罗不是这个意思。
Paul did not mean this.
的确，我们今天的人呢，很喜欢、很容易跟随有名望的人。
Of course, it's tempting to follow those who are famous.
但是圣经最简单的呼召，你要听他。
But the most simple requirement in the Bible is to hear him.
你即使从别人听见主的话，你还是要听他。
Even if others have heard and you receive that word, you still have to hear him.
弟兄姊妹们，
Dear brothers and sisters,
这是非常非常重要的一件事情。
This is an important thing.
我记得我年纪轻的时候，
I remember when I was younger.
那么，我什么道理也不懂。
I didn't know much of the truth.
但是我确实知道自己得救了。
But I knew I was saved.
我也知道主耶稣在我的里面。
And I knew the Lord Jesus abode in me.
我幼年的那段时候，很多生活上都是不是人教导，是主教导我的。
In some of those early days, man didn't teach me. It was the Lord himself.
有些弟兄姊妹们听过我年轻的见证，我再讲一下也不要紧了。
Some of you know my testimony, and I'm going to share it with you.
有很多看起来很细微的事情呢，主就教导我们。
Even in the smallest, minute details, the Lord taught me lessons.
我那个时候是一个高中学生。
At the time, I was a high school kid.
有一天晚上，我经过一个马路。
I was passing by a street one night.
经过一个红绿灯。
There was stoplight.
那么红灯。
It was red.
我照样走。
And so I walked anyways.
因为你想想看，那个今天这个世界上没有几个人遵守交通规则的。
These days it seems like everyone jaywalks.
我看现在也很多人都不遵守交通规则。
It seems like today everyone jaywalks.
但我这个一个少年人。
But I was a young person.
我有什么很高的道德？我没有的。
I didn't have much training in spiritual matters.
所以我就走了。
I just walked.
弟兄姊妹，这么多年，几十年回来过来了。
These many decades have passed.
到今天，我这个印象还非常深刻。
Today, that impression is still so deep.
我走到一半，忽然里面有声音呐。
As I walked through that red light, something within me spoke.
里面一个声音说：“你没有看见红灯吗？”
I heard a voice. Did you not see the red light?
我说我看到了。
I said I did.
你们说你看到为什么走啊？
Then the voice said, if you saw it, why did you walk?
我说我向来都这么走的。
I said, I've always done this.
里面声音告诉我，你现在是一个基督徒了。
The voice said, you are now a Christian.
你不可以。
You cannot.
你要遵守国家的交通规则。
You have to follow the rules of the nation.
我立刻就知道主在我里面说话了。
Immediately, I knew it was the Lord who spoke.
我就对主说，主啊，对不起啊，我说我犯规了。
So I said, Lord, I'm sorry, I committed an error.
但我一面讲，一面还往前走。
But as I said this, I kept walking.
你不晓得那天走啊，这个两个脚啊，千斤重啊。
You don't even know how heavy
my legs were. 每走一步都觉得很困难。
With each step, it was with difficulty.
小孩子嘛，你看十几岁的孩子，哪里懂什么呢？对不对？
I was a teenager. What did I know?
那旁边也没有警察。
And there were no police officers.
也没什么人，也没什么车。
There was no one. It was at night.
我就硬着往前走。
And so I kept walking.
一面走一面跟主说：“主啊，对不起，错了。”
And as I kept walking, I told the Lord, Lord, I'm sorry.
我说我下次不做了。
I won't do it. Next time, I won't do it.
结果我就硬走到那边。
And I walked to the other side.
等到我的脚走到街的那边的时候。
And when my footsteps reached the other side.
我再也走不动。
I couldn't walk any further.
我站在那里啊，真的，你看一个年轻的孩子。
I stood there. I was a teenager.
你知道吗？一些事发生在里面。
You know, some things happen within your heart.
这是基督徒。
This is the life of a Christian.
我站在那里。
I stood there.
我说主，求你赦免我。
I said, Lord, forgive me.
我错了。
I'm wrong.
我下次不再做了。
I won't do this anymore.
主说不行。
Lord said, not good enough.
我说不行，那怎么办？
I said, Lord, if that's not good enough, what do I do?
啊，我就站在那里问说，主啊，那怎么办？
So I stood there and said, Lord, then what?
你看那个里面的声音很清楚的。
That voice again was clear.
主就告诉我，你回去再走一遍。
But the Lord told me, go back and walk it again.
你知道那个夜晚四面都没有人呐。
You know, it was the middle of the night. There was no one around.
一些事情就发生在里面了。
But the voice from within.
我知道要顺服，基督徒要顺服。
All I knew was Christians had to obey.
我就转过身来了。
And so I turned around.
看到那个灯变成绿的。
Until the light was green.
我就走过去了。
I walked back.
走到那边再转过来。
And then as I got back to the other side, I turned around.
一看红灯不能走。
I saw the red and I couldn't walk.
我等那个灯变了颜色。
I waited till it turned green.
然后我就走过去。
And then I could walk over again.
弟兄姊妹，你知道吗？
Brothers and sisters,
到那一天，我的脚一走在那边。
When my footsteps reached the other side,
哎呀，我站在那里，我就喜乐的不得了啊。
I stood there full of joy.
圣灵把主的喜乐浇灌下来了。
The Holy Spirit poured forth the
joy
of the Lord.
我里面快乐的不得了。
It was full of rejoicing.
你知道吗？十几岁的孩子。
You know, I was a teenager.
Yeah.平常经历的快乐不是这样的快乐。
When I experienced joy, it was not like that.
真是何等的快乐。
That was true joy.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
Dear brothers and sisters.
几十年过来了。
Many decades have passed.
我敢说我从来没有故意再闯过红灯。
I can say with pretty good assurance that I've never purposefully, walked across when I wasn't supposed to.
弟兄姊妹，主的话是何等有力量。
You know, the word of the Lord has power.
老师教不行。
The teachers can't teach this.
父母教也不行。
Parents can't teach this.
任何人教都不行。
No one can teach this.
主只要说一句话。
But the Lord, all he needs is a word.
那就是能力。
That is power.
就是力量。
That is strength.
感谢主。
I thank the Lord.
我后来不懂啊。
I didn't really understand at the time. I thought, Lord, you are so almighty.
那过个红绿灯你要管呢？
You even care whether I jaywalk?
等到后来慢慢我明白了。
Later I understood.
弟兄姊妹，
Dear brothers and sisters,
将来我们进入永世的时候，
Someday when we enter eternity,
启示录告诉我们，
Revelation tells us,
我们是要与基督一同作王的。
We will reign with Christ.
所以今生今世在地上，我们所受的教育是一个做王的教育。
So the education, the spiritual education we receive today, is a royal education.
你看见一个王随便闯红灯吗？不会的。
Would royalty jaywalk?
哦，我那个时候生活中很多细小的事情，主就亲自的教导。
And at the time in my life, even in the minute details, the Lord would train me.
非常的有效。
It was very effective.
但是后来我更明白一件事情。
But then later I understood.
原来主把他生命中的尊贵加在我们身上。
尊贵，
知道吗？啊。
He placed the honor within me.
啊，对，他把他的荣耀，把他尊贵的性格加在我。
His glory and his nature.Needed to be found in my life.
因为我们的生命本来是卑贱的。
Because our life is one that is
lowly. 我们的生命是不听话的。
Disobedient.
很容易犯规的。
Constantly committing foul.
现在主就借着这些小事做工在我们里面。
And now through these minute details, the Lord is working in us. We thank our Lord.
他道成肉身来到地上。
The incarnate
Christ. 他完全神的律法。
Fulfilled God's law.
一点一画都完成。
Every letter and every stroke was accomplished.
今天我们只要听他。
As long as we listen to him today,
弟兄姊妹们，
then brothers and sisters,
我们就能遵行神的律法。
We will keep God's commandments.
啊，那么我们光是知道外面的道理，有时候还不行，对吧？
Sometimes it's not enough to just know the outward law.
我们都知道，我们蒙恩得救的时候。神就差遣圣灵住在我们里面。
We know that when we are saved, the Lord sends the Holy Spirit to dwell within.
我说上次讲了，这圣灵在我们里面是最好的教练。
I mentioned last time that the Holy Spirit is the best coach.
在这个属灵的运动场上
，on this spiritual arena，
他是最好的教练。
The Holy Spirit is the best coach.
他不仅能鼓舞那些运动员呢，让他们热忱。
Not only can he encourage or fire up these athletes.
我们上次讲到，圣灵把神的爱浇灌在我们里面。
We mentioned last time the Holy Spirit pours forth the love of God into us.
因为这个爱的浇灌。
Because of this pouring forth of the love of God.
就叫我们爱神变得容易啊。
It causes us to love God in an easy way.
叫我们有力量能够爱他。
Gives us strength to love him.
那么他不仅能够鼓舞我们，能够把爱浇灌在我们身上。
Not only does he encourage us and pour forth this love within us.
也是他在我们里面训练我们来按照神的规矩行事。
He also instructs us in the ways of God and in keeping his rules.
所以在约翰福音十四章以后
So after John chapter 14,
主介绍这位保惠师。
God introduces this comforter.
他告诉我们，这位保惠师要成为内住的圣灵。
This comforter will be an indwelling spirit.
他永远与我们同住。
And he will dwell with us forever.
什么时候开始跟你同住的呢？
When did he start abiding in you?
就是从你得救那一天。
The moment you were saved.
他就住到你里面来了。
He dwells within your heart.
啊，弟兄姊妹，你知道圣灵住在你里面吗？
Brothers and sisters, do you know that the Spirit indwells in you?
那是非常实在的事情。
It's something that is real.
他住在我们里面。
He lives within.
在旧约圣经呢，先知已经预言了。
We know that in the Old Testament, the prophets already spoke of this.
以西结书里面告诉我们。
Ezekiel tells us.
神先给我们个新灵。
God gives us a new spirit.
我们得救，那个新的生命进来，这个心灵就活了。
And when the new life enters in, that new spirit awakens.
圣灵就住在人的心灵的里面。
And the Holy Spirit resides in this new spirit.
他借着我们的灵
，through our spirit，
也在神给我们那个新的生命里面引导我们。
In this new life, He instructs us.
所以基督徒才讲的要跟随生命的感觉，对吧
？So we say that you ought to follow the feeling of this new life, the flow of this new life.
一个基督徒怎么能证实他是活的呢
？How do we know that a Christian is alive?
他是有感觉的。
He's one that has feeling.
我们是人，有人的生命，我们有感觉，对不对
？We have the natural life of man, and we have feelings.
应该基督徒活在这个生命里面是非常的活的。
And so Christians who live in this new life should be alive.
但是很可惜，很多神的儿女们不懂得跟随生命的感觉。
But sadly, many children of God don't know how to follow the flow of that life.
所以因此呢，这个属灵生活就不活了。
And so their spiritual lives are not alive.
哎呀，所以圣灵常在我们里面担忧啊。
So often the Holy Spirit within us is grieved.
这一位住在我们里面的圣灵
，this indwelling spirit，
也被称作是真理的灵。
Is also called the Spirit of Truth.
它可以引我们进入神话语的实际。
He brings us into the reality of God's word.
也就是叫神的律法，神的律可以应验在我们生活中。
And God's law can be used in our lives.
叫我们能按照神的规则行事。
That we do things according to His rules.
哦，所以圣灵在里面的带领非常重要。
And so the leading of the Holy Spirit is of such importance.
我觉得尤其像今天这个时代里面
，especially in this day and age.
哎呀，环境非常的复杂。
We know how complex our environment.
教会也非常复杂。
The church is complex.
但是你不需要害怕。
But don't be afraid.
你可以跟随里面的圣灵。
We can follow the Spirit within.
我常常有时候对弟兄姊妹说
，I often say to brothers and sisters.
在我们基督徒的生活中
，in Christian living,
有两样东西是从来不改变。
There are two things that do not change.
一个就是我们手中拿的圣经。
One is the Word of God, the Bible.
这个圣经从来不改变。
The Bible never changes.
还有一个就是住在你里面的圣灵。
And the other, the indwelling spirit.
你只要跟随这两样。
If you follow these two things,
你就自然可以过属灵生活。
And naturally, we will live that spiritual life.
你看在教会历史上
，We see throughout church history.
很多偏离的时代。
There were many generations that left the Lord.
就是有一班人，他们跟从圣灵。
There were some who followed the Spirit.
他们认真读神的话。
They read God's word.
神就把他们从错误里面带回来了。
And the Lord corrected them from the error of their ways.
所以弟兄姊妹们，
so brothers and sisters,
这是多么宝贵的一件事情。
What a precious thing.
并且在希伯来书里面也告诉我们。
And in Hebrews it tells us.
到了新约时代，
when we come to the New Testament,
神的律不在外面。
The law is not something that is outward.
不是写在写在石板上。
It is not written on stone tablets.
神的律写在我们的心板上。
The law of God is written upon our
hearts. 所以今天新约的律是生命的律，是里面的律。
This law ought to be an inward law.
基督徒不是遵从外面的规条来过生活。
We don't follow these outward laws in our daily living.
哎呀，很可惜，一直到今天呢，很多基督徒呢，还是跟着外面的这个规矩在过基督徒生活。
And yet, unfortunately, many Christians live by these outward laws and rules.
根据这个就不活了。
If you follow these, there is no life.
有一个在大学教书的一个弟兄也是跑来。
There was a college professor who was a brother. He came to seek me.
他说：“孙弟兄啊，你说要跟随圣灵太难了，我不会。”
He told me, "You tell me I need to follow the Holy Spirit. It's too difficult."
你能不能从圣经里面呢，给我写个十条八条的？
Can you give me 8 or 10 rules that you find in the Bible?
那我这样就知道怎么做基督徒。
Then it'll be easy for me to be a Christian.
我说弟兄，我不能做这个事情。
I said, brother, I can't do this.
你必须学会跟从里面。
You have to follow the Spirit within.
你跟从里面的生命。
If you follow that life within,
你才是一个活的基督徒。
Then you are a living Christian.
这些年我常常跟弟兄姊妹提醒啊。
And over the years, I've reminded brothers and sisters.
我们基督徒不是做出来的，是活出来。
Christians aren't to do, they're to live.
哎呀，很多基督徒也受完基督啊，从现在开始起，我要做基督徒了。
Some say, from this day forth, I will be a Christian.
弟兄姊妹，你们都做基督徒做了很多年，对不对？ 容易吗？
We've done Christianity for many years now.
非常难啊。
It's difficult.
哎呀，越做越痛苦。
The more we try to do, the more sorrowful we find ourselves.
弟兄姊妹，不需要做。
Don't do.
是活的。
Live.
你跟随圣灵。
Follow the Spirit.
跟随生命的感觉。
Follow the flow of that life.
这是非常自然的一件事情。
This should be something that comes naturally for believers.
所以今天，我们的神是在我们里面引导我们。
And so the Spirit leads us from within.
因此，约翰到晚年的时候。
And so we find the elder John in his latter days.
看见神的儿女们呢。
When he sees the children of God,
因为他是一个老年人,
he is an old person at this point.
他看这些神的儿女们像孩子们一样。
He sees the children of God like kids.
哎呀，他也感觉这些孩子们呢，过这个属灵生活过得很不容易。
And he sees the children of God struggling in their daily lives.
他就写约翰一书啊。
And so he writes 1 John.
哎呀，他说你们要顺服恩膏的教训。
Says you need to follow
the anointing.The teaching of the
teaching of the anointing.
他说这个膏油是真的，不是假的。
This anointing oil is real.
我们知道这个膏油呢，是圣灵带领我们的一种方式。
Anointing is the way in which the Holy Spirit leads us.
在旧约时代中，你如果受膏，那是很了不起的事情。
In the Old Testament, if you were anointed, that was something.
只有君王先知可以受膏的，对不对？
Only the kings and the prophets could be anointed.
并且那个膏油是贵重的膏油。
And that was precious anointing oil.
非常的香。
It was fragrant.
那么弟兄姊妹们，感谢神，就是到了新约时代中，圣灵带领我们，就好像抹膏一样。
But we thank the Lord that in the New Testament we are led by this anointing.
我常常讲这个，当然姊妹们比较懂得抹膏。
Perhaps the sisters understand application of perfume.
这个抹膏很舒服的，是不是啊？
It's a soothing.
我年轻时也抹过啊，这个抹膏是很舒服的。
I was anointed when I was younger.
那么，那这个抹膏呢，也是很细腻的事情啊。你看，有人抹膏要慢慢、慢慢、细细的抹，对不对
？It's done very delicately.
这也说明圣灵今天在我们的生活里面呢，带领的非常的细致。
And we see how fine the leading of the Spirit in our lives is.
哇，连你的思想，连你的讲话、行动，他都管的。
Every little thought, every little speech, every little action is governed by the Spirit.
他的带领非常的细致。
It's very fine how he leads us.
弟兄姊妹们，
Dear brothers and sisters, we thank our God.
圣灵用膏油来涂抹我们。
The Holy Spirit anoints us with this anointing oil.
约翰告诉我们。
The Apostle John tells us,
如果你能顺服恩膏的教训，
if we can follow the leading of the anointing,
你就自然住在主里面，
then we will abide in him,
你就能享受基督的丰富了，
and we will enjoy the abundance of Christ.
你如果能顺从恩膏的教训，
if we can follow the teaching of the anointing,
他就说不用什么人教导你们，
then you don't need anyone else to instruct you.
哇，我从前读那个话，我说，哎呦，约翰胆子太大了吧。
And when I previously read this, I thought, wow, John is quite bold in his statement.
我们这些人如果没有人教导，不就乱来了吗？
If no one's teaching us, then it's going to be chaos.
啊，弟兄姊妹们，约翰是何等懂得主的心意啊。
Brothers and sisters, how John knew the heart of God.
因为的确，你看在初期的教会里面，
Indeed, we see in the first century church.
那个使徒们就那么几个，对不对啊？
The apostles were only a few.
他也不能今天到这里，明天到那里，你没有办法长期跟你在一起的。
They couldn't be here one day and there the next and abide with the saints in any location.
约翰说不要紧的。
John says it doesn't matter.
啊，人不能跟你在一起。
Man might not abide.
但是圣灵住在你里面。
But the Holy Spirit abides within.
你只要顺服恩膏的教训。
If you're obedient to the teaching of the anointing.
你自然能够明白这些事情。
Then you will understand all things.
弟兄姊妹，我们相信这个话吗？
Do we believe this, brothers and sisters?
有些这些话我们可能读了很多遍。
Perhaps we've read these words many times.
但是我们还是喜欢依靠人，对不对？
And yet we like to rely on man.
所以我最记得我们年轻的时候，一个年长的姊妹。
So I remember when I was younger, there was an elderly sister.
哎呀，她好会解释圣经啊。
She knew how to dissect
the Bible. 我们常常听她交通，哇，里面很饱足啊。
She would explain the Bible, and I thought, how precious.
所以有时候有姊妹们呢，有圣经的问题，就跑去问她，姊妹，这个圣经怎么解释？
And when we had questions, we'd go to the sister and say, can you explain this to us?
她说，姊妹，我不会。
She would say, I don't know how.
哎。他说：“你不是很会解释，怎么不会呢
？”And we would say, "How come you don't know how? You're the expert."
然后他就问说：“姊妹，你蒙恩多久了
？”And then she would ask a sister,
你得救没有？”问他：“你得救没有
？”Or she would ask us, "Are you saved?"
我当然得救了。
We would say, "Of course, we're saved."
啊，我已经得救三十几年了。
I've been saved for 30 years.
他说：“圣灵有没有住在你里面呢
？”And then she would ask,
当然住在我里面。
She would ask, does the Holy Spirit abide within? And we would say, of course.
那很简单，回去问圣灵啊。
Then the answer would come from this elderly sister.
他不给你解释的。
Go home and ask the Spirit. She would not explain it
to us. 他总是把人带到圣灵的跟前。
She would bring people to the Spirit.
我们的姊妹懂得。
Our sister understood.
恩膏的教训。
The teaching of the anointing.
有很多时候比人的解释更好。
Is far better than the explanation of man.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
so brothers and sisters,
这是神今天给我们的恩典。
This is grace.
这是又简单又容易的路。
This is simple and this is the only way.
但是呢，却太容易被我们忽略了。
But yet, some of these truths are easily lost.
我们知道，若是没有圣灵解开主的话，我们根本不能明白主的话。
We know that if the Holy Spirit does not explain the Word of God to us, then we cannot understand it.
在教会历史当中
，throughout church history,
那些最会解释圣经的人
，those who could explain the Bible well,
都是因为圣灵解释了，对不对？
It was only because the Holy Spirit explained it to them.
圣灵若不解释，他们哪里能明白这些？
If the Holy Spirit didn't explain it, then how could they understand?
所以弟兄姊妹们，
so brothers and sisters,
今天无论我们个人，
whether individually,
或者整个的教会，
or as a church,
我们都应当尊重圣灵的那个主权。
We ought to come underneath the authority of the Holy Spirit.
他其实是在一切事情上面，他都会管理我们的。
We know that in all things he will govern us.
有时候你知道，你原谅我这样讲。有时候我们的聚会聚不好啊。
Forgive me for saying this, but sometimes our individual fellowships are weak.
就是因为人的手抓得太紧了。
Because man's hand is too firm.
哇，我们一旦做了负责弟兄啊。
When we become a responsible brother.
我们真是负责。
We are too responsible.
啊，有时候我们坐在那聚会祷告的时候啊，
and when we sit around and pray,
我们心里面想着，哎，这个Joe怎么都不开口啊？那个在负责呢。
We might say, why doesn't Joe open his mouth?
那个姊妹怎么不祷告？
Why doesn't that sister pray?
所以你知道，有一次一个人给我非常好的提议。
One time, someone gave me a good example.
哎， suggestion. 他说，弟兄。
He said, brother.
你在聚会里面。
In the meeting.
你是不是负太多责任了？
Do you have too many responsibilities?
啊，你人坐在那里，你那个思想在那负责整个聚会。
You're sitting there, and yet your mind is all over the place.
他说你最好学习一件事情。
You need to learn one thing.
我们一到聚会里
，When we enter into the meeting place,
把所有的主权都交在圣灵的手中。
We place all our cares to the Holy Spirit.
弟兄姊妹，你如果容许圣灵在聚会中带领
，If we allow the Holy Spirit to lead that meeting,
那个聚会定规有定规不一样。
That meeting will be different.
所以弟兄姊妹们
，So brothers and sisters,
我们感谢神
，We thank our Lord.
今天我们知道我们遵行神的律法和规则是不容易的。
For us to keep God's laws and His rules, it is very difficult.
但是主来他替我们完成了。
But our Lord has accomplished this already.
然后他又借着圣灵在我们里面呢，来教导我们。
And then through the Holy Spirit within, He leads us.
就是要教我们。能够守神的规则
，In order to keep God's commandments，
按照神的律
，According to His rules。
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
，So dear brothers and sisters，
圣灵有时候在我们身上的感动啊
，Sometimes when the Holy Spirit moves within，
都是非常重要的。
It's important。We have to learn to be submissive。
所以现在我们知道
，So now we know，
这个公义的冠冕
，This crown of righteousness，
是赐给那些按神规矩行事的人。
Is for those who compete according to the rules.
弟兄姊妹们，到启示录我们也看见。
We see this in Revelation.
有一班人，他们是守神诫命和为主耶稣做见证。
There is a group of people who keep God's commandments and keep His testimony.
所以今天我们要按照神的话来行事。
We have to work according to God's word.
我们这是巴望主给我们里面有强烈的一个爱
，May the Lord give us，May the Lord give us a strong love。
愿主借着神的灵把这个爱浇灌下来。
May God through His Holy Spirit pour forth the love of God。
我们都知道我们的机会并不多。
We know that our opportunities are not many。
愿我们所有人都能抓住眼前的机会。
May we take hold of the opportunities that remain.
满足神公义的要求。
May we fulfill His law of righteousness.
从前是不可以的。
We couldn't do it previously.
现在是可以的。
But now we can.
啊，因为我们不凭自己的力量。
Because it is not by our strength.
那是顺着圣灵在里面的引导。
But through the leading of the
Spirit within. 照着主所完成的。
Through what the Lord has accomplished.
我们来遵行神的律法。
Then we can keep his law.
所以你这样看来，就是每一个人都可以有得公义冠冕的机会了，对不对？
So if you look at this, then every single one of us can receive a crown of righteousness.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
，Dear brothers and sisters,
每次当我们回头读教会历史的时候
，When we look back on church history,
哎呀，我们里面都有很深的叹息啊。
We often have a deep sighing from within.
我们看见历史证明一件事情。
We know that history tells us, confirms one thing.
人太容易犯规。
That man will commit fouls.
并且我们有时候在错误的里面还出不来呢。
And then, in our troubles, we cannot escape.
弟兄姊妹们，什么时候你犯了这个规
？Whenever we've broken the law of God,
神就不能用了。
God cannot use you.
你看耶路撒冷的教会。
We look at the church.The early church in Jerusalem.
哇，这个彼得一传福音，三千人、五千人得救。
When Peter preached, 3,000, 5,000 believed.
耶路撒冷教会那恐怕后来很快发展好几万人了，对不对
？Perhaps the church in Jerusalem grew to tens of thousands very quickly.
但有一天，当他们违反神的规定
，But when they broke God's commandments,
神就把整个团体摆在一边。
The Lord cast them all aside.
圣灵的工作就转到安提阿去了。
Then the work of the Spirit moved on to Antioch.
所以弟兄姊妹们
，So dear brothers and sisters,
神是何等 重视他自己所定规的律。
God pays close attention to the law that he has established.
所以公义的冠冕是给那些遵行神旨意的人才能得着。
So the crown of righteousness is for those who compete according to the rules.
你看在圣经里面很清楚告诉我们。
The Bible tells us clearly.
啊，圣经告诉我们都是弟兄，是吧？
The Bible tells us that we are all brothers. We are all children of God.
但是你看今天多少神的儿女们把信耶稣当作是一个宗教信仰。
But then how many of God's children turn believing into a religious activity?
我们变成个宗教徒去了。
We've become a religious organization.
弟兄姊妹，我们是神的儿女。
We are the children of God.
圣经也告诉我们，我们所有人都是祭司。
The Bible tells us we are all priests.
啊，我们在教会中没有什么阶级的分别的。
And in the church, there shouldn't be clergy and laity.
啊，你看，教会历史上，结果呢，弄出了这个圣品阶级。
And yet you see throughout church history,
一直到今天，大多数神的儿女们都活在这个光景中。
And even today, up until today, we see that the children of God have this sort of hierarchy.
圣经告诉我们，教会是基督的身体。
The Bible tells us that the church is the body of Christ.
我们彼此是肢体的关系。
We have this relationship of members of one body.
我们应该有肢体的配搭，有身体的侍奉。
There should be harmony in our service.
但是你看今天地上的侍奉，人就是代替的侍奉很多。
And yet we see this substantive type of service.
弟兄姊妹们，
Dear brothers and sisters,
教会历史上很多失败的东西都一直流传。
We see all these failures throughout church history, and some of these are passed on.
在圣经里明明告诉我们，主要我们纪念他的死。
For another example, the Bible wants us tells us that we ought to remember his death.
我们应该擘饼纪念他。
We ought to break bread and remember him.
你看今天地上的教会忽略这个东西。
But we see the church in this world today has lost this truth.
圣经从来没有叫我们去庆祝他的生日。
The Bible never tells us to celebrate his birth.
哇，我们大肆的庆祝，对不对？
And yet, all of Christendom is celebrating his birth.
我们守还守各式各样不同的节期。
And we keep all these traditions and festivals.
直到今天还有神的儿女们把那个礼拜堂啊会所当作是圣殿。
And then we consider the assembly hall as the temple.
有很多人把神的仆人当作偶像。
And then they treat God's servants as idols.
我们注重传统。
We pay attention to tradition.
啊，我们注重那些遗传。
We pay attention to the things that are passed down.
你就看见整个教会历史。
And we see this throughout church history.
多少的错误。
How many errors have we committed?
弟兄姊妹，这个叫
犯。Dear brothers and sisters,
这个叫犯规。
These are fouls.
你知道，凡是你犯规，你就没办法得公义的冠冕。
If you commit these fouls, then you cannot receive a crown of righteousness.
所以我们何等需要主的怜悯。
So we need the mercy of God.
特别我们今天来到末后的日子。
Especially in these last days.
我们的弟兄已经读了圣经的话，告诉我们，保罗告诉我们，末后的日子是危险的日子。
Our brother has read previously that these last days are a dangerous and perilous time.
弟兄姊妹，你有没有你读这个新约圣经的时候，你没有注意到啊？
When we read the New Testament, do we notice?
在整个教会建造的过程中，
that in the construction of the church, the building up of the church,
有两个时期是格外的危险。
There are 两个
period.
There were two periods of great danger.
一个就是教会刚刚开始被建立的时候。
One is when the early church was built up.
在使徒行传里面。
We find this in the book of Acts.
我们看见撒旦用尽各样的力量来摧毁。
We see how the enemy uses all forms of tactics to attack the church.
那么还有一个时期。
And then there was another period.
就是教会快要建造成功的时候。
When the church is nearly completed.
撒旦竭力的阻挡。
The devil will use all his might to resist this.
这就是启示录告诉我们。
This is what Revelation tells us.
所以末后的时代格外来的危险。
In these last days, there will be much peril.
保罗当初写信给帖撒罗尼迦的教会的时候。
When Paul wrote to the church at Thessalonica.
保罗告诉帖撒罗尼迦的弟兄姊妹。
He tells the saints in Thessalonica,
那个不法的隐意啊，已经开始发动。
that this mystery of lawlessness is at work.
啊，那么到今天这个时代，做得更厉害。
And we know that in today's time period, this is at work even greater.
神有的时候，魔鬼有的时候不一定叫你犯罪，做什么可怕的事情。
And often the devil won't cause us to commit great sins.
但是呢，他叫你犯规。
But he will cause you to commit a foul.
他知道，你只要犯规。
And if you break that rule,
你得不到神的奖赏。
He knows that we will not get the reward.
所以这个不法的隐喻啊，圣经特别就讲不法，就是破坏神的律。
So he talks about how this mystery of lawlessness causes us to break God's law.
今天已经在地上大大的发动。
And we see this moving across the face of the earth.
虽然今天神的儿女们成千上万，教会到处都是。
Even though there are millions of Christians and churches abound everywhere,
你看很多都随着那些错误的东西在做。
Many are emphasizing the wrong things.
所以保罗提醒我们。
So Paul reminds us.
这个不法的隐喻，这是仇敌很厉害的工作。
The mystery of lawlessness is the work of the enemy.
所以因此保罗在初期教会写书信的时候。
And so, as Paul is writing these epistles to the early church,
他提醒神的儿女们要站稳了脚步。
He reminds the children of God to stand firm.
保罗里面有一个忧心。
Paul has this worry.
啊，因为这些教会刚刚建立起来。
Because these churches have just been built up.
啊，就像我们弟兄讲的这些 baby church 那个像婴孩一样。
These churches are like infants.
他就担心他们到底能不能站立得稳。
He is worried whether they will be able to stand firm.
你看他写信给帖撒罗尼迦的教会。
He writes the church in Thessalonica.
鼓励他们站住。
To encourage them to stand.
感谢主，帖撒罗尼迦教会站住。
And we thank the Lord, the church there indeed stood.
他写信给哥林多的教会。
He wrote to the church at Corinth.
鼓励他们要站稳呢。
Encouraging them to stand firm.
写信给加拉太的教会。
The church at Galatia.
要叫他们站稳了。
To stand firm.
写信给哥罗西的教会。
A letter to the church at
Colossae. 叫他们站稳了。
To stand firm.
写信给腓立比的教会。
The church at Philippi.
叫他站稳了。
To stand firm.
弟兄姊妹就看见，当初使徒保罗里面，他是多么的热切的盼望神的儿女们在今天仇敌四部的环境里面都能够站稳脚步。
We see the fervency with which Paul wanted the children of God in their environment to stand firm.
这个所谓站稳脚步，
When we speak of standing firm,
就是不接受这些外面的影响。
It means we don't receive or we're not influenced by the outward things.
他们能遵守神的规则。
They could hold fast to God's principles.
所以保罗在最后的时候劝勉提摩太。
And so in these last days, Paul encouraged Timothy.
保罗因为快殉道了。
Because Paul was to be martyred.
所以他里面一个把握。
He had this assurance.
他可以得公义的冠冕。
That he would receive that crown of righteousness.
但是他也鼓励提摩太。
But he encourages Timothy.
鼓励所有圣徒。
And he also encourages the saints.
这个公义冠冕。
That this crown of righteousness
要赐给凡爱慕他显现的人
is for all who have loved his appearing.
所以保罗告诉我们
So Paul tells us
啊，人若是不能按规矩行事
If man cannot compete according to the rules
就不能得冠冕
Then he cannot receive that crown.
所以弟兄姊妹们我们现在应该明白什么是公义的冠冕。
So hopefully, brothers and sisters, you now have a better understanding of this crown of righteousness.
所以仰望主的怜悯。
So we look to the Lord's mercy.
给我们真正深处一个爱慕。
That he would give us a deeper love for him.
啊，我们要从所有一切这些神旨意之外的东西归回到神的旨意里面。
That from the outward, we ought to find ourselves within the will of God.
顺服圣灵的带领。
To follow the leading of the Spirit.
按照神公义的要求行事。
To do and work according to the laws of God.
这样主回来。
that when the Lord returns,
不仅能欢欢喜喜地迎接他,
we might welcome him with fullness of joy,
可能我们可以得着公义的冠冕,
but that we might receive a crown of righteousness.
我们请低头这些祷告。
Let's close in a word of prayer. Lord, we have hearts full of thanksgiving.
虽然你还没有回来,
even though you have not yet returned,
我们知道你不是单言,
we know that you are not delaying,
你是宽容我们,
you are showing us compassion,
因为你还把机会量给我们,
because you are giving us opportunity.
虽然我们也渴望你早日的回来,
Lord, although we desire to see you return soon,
但是我们实在承认我们还没有准备好。
We confess that we are not ready.
亲爱的主耶稣,
Lord Jesus,
我们感谢你,
we thank you.
你在十架上为我们完成了一切,
you have completed all things on the cross.
是你为我们完成神的律法,
it is you who has fulfilled the law of God.
今天你把这个生命赐给了我们,
and today you have given us this life.
你也把圣灵赐给我们,
you have given us your spirit.
主啊, 但愿在不多的机会里面,
Lord, in these remaining opportunities,
我们能按照你的公义行事,
may we work and do according to your law.
愿圣灵在我们里面所有的引导我们都能顺服,
may we be obedient to the indwelling spirit.
我们不仅爱慕你的显现,
not only do we love your appearing,
我们也渴望能够得着公义的冠冕,
we hope to receive that crown of righteousness.
愿你祝福你自己的百姓,
may you bless your people.
垂听我们的祷告,
hear our prayer.
靠耶稣基督宝贵的名,
we pray in the precious name of our Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.